Radiological devices. Several types of designs exist for radiological devices. All designs will expose people to radiation or to disperse radiological material. Radiological devices are sometimes referred to as dirty bombs because the contamination they spread could ruin property, crops, and livestock and cause large areas to become unusable. These devices include radiation exposure devices, REDS, radiological dispersal devices, RDDs, and radiological dispersal weapons, RDWs. Radiation exposure devices. A radiation exposure device, RED, is a powerful gamma-emitting radiation source. Terrorists may place it in a high-profile location, such as a high-traffic urban area, entertainment arena, or a shopping complex, which could expose a large number of people to the intense radiation source, figure 25.74. Terrorists may also use REDS to target specific individuals and/or harm a limited number of people over a long period of time. Radiological dispersal devices. The U.S. Department of Defense defines a radiological dispersal device, RDD, as any device, including weapons or equipment, other than a nuclear explosive device, specifically designed to disseminate radioactive material to cause destruction, damage, or injury by means of the radiation produced by the decay of such material. An RDD is intended to disperse radioactive material over a large area, but an RDD is incapable of producing a nuclear yield. Terrorists use RDDs to create fear and panic by exposing people to radioactive material or to contaminate areas and buildings, making them unusable until decontaminated. An RDD typically uses the force of conventional explosives to scatter radioactive material, figure 25.75. Radiological dispersal weapons. Radiological dispersal weapons, RDWs, or simple radiological dispersal devices, SRDDs, are non-explosive RDDs. RDWs can use inexpensive and common items such as pressurized containers, building ventilation systems, fans, and mechanical devices to spread radioactive contamination, figure 25.76. For example, radioactive material could be placed into a ventilation system and then dispersed throughout a building when the building's ventilation system is operated. Dispersal by these means would require putting the radioactive material into a dispersible form, powder or liquid, and would require large amounts of radioactive material to pose a hazard once dispersed. Operations at radiological attack incidents. The Incident Command System, ICS, and local/jurisdictional procedures will establish priorities at radiological incidents. For most terrorism events, individual fire departments will eventually fold into a larger ICS structure. After multiple agencies with overlapping authority arrive, a unified command structure will establish incident control. Until those agencies arrive, the AHJ's incident management system will provide the necessary structure for managing the incident at the lowest level. Scene size up. Regardless of the entity in command, responders will need to gather essential information, including conducting a scene size up, for use by incoming agencies. Responders conducting scene size up need to look for unusual or out-of-place incident scene indicators, size and shape of smoke plumes, odors, large debris fields, craters from explosions. At the scene, hazard identification and characterization are important. Responders should always evaluate the area for new hazards, weather changes, or changing conditions. If responders suspect terrorism, they should proceed cautiously, evaluate the scene for radiation levels, and note potential locations of secondary devices. They should designate and enforce scene control zones. The following geographic and environmental factors can complicate a radiological terrorism incident. Prevailing winds that can carry airborne radioactive particulates. Broken water mains. Vehicle and/or pedestrian traffic flow. Ventilation systems. Air and rail corridors. Natural or man-made influences. Tactics for radiological incidents include the following. Position apparatus upwind of the incident. Secure the area and prevent unauthorized entry. Stay alert and look for small explosive devices designed to disseminate an agent. Use time, distance, and shielding as protective measures. Use full PPE, including SCBA. Avoid contact with any visible smoke or fumes. Monitor radiation and contamination levels. Establish background radiation levels outside the suspected contamination area. Detain or isolate uninjured people or equipment. Remove victims from high-hazard areas. Assist the medical personnel as necessary to triage, treat, and decontaminate trauma victims. Call for expert guidance, following AHJ SOPs. Preserve possible evidence for subsequent criminal and forensic investigations. Do not conduct overhaul and cleanup operations. Avoid disturbing the incident scene as much as possible. Note, the ERG provides response information for general radiological incidents involving low to high levels of radiation in Guide No. 163. Radiological materials fall under UN/DOT Class 7.